I'm at the UK Veterans Blind, the UK Blind Veterans. So what's your name?
My name's Simon Brown.
Okay, Simon. So can you just tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm a former soldier. I was 14 years in the army. I was serving in Iraq in 2006 when I was shot by a sniper. I rescued six blokes, but unfortunately, when I woke up in hospital 17 days later, I found out that I'd lost my sight in my left eye, and there wasn't much hope for sight in my right eye. Fortunately, over the last 6 years, I've recovered 20% vision, which is enough to get by with.
Wow.
And with the help of Blind Veterans UK, formerly St Dunstan's, I've managed to rebuild my life, and I've gone from the hospital bed to back into full-time work in under 6 years.
How brilliant.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful to all the support I've had over that 6 years.
So why, you know, I know obviously you help the veterans, but what do you give them? What can they expect from you?
If you become a Blind Veteran member, you can expect, you know, full comprehensive support. We have welfare officers in your area that will do 6 monthly visits. We have training centres in Brighton, London and Sheffield where you can learn to do things like woodwork, archery, cook a meal, or just, you know, learn how to do an email on a computer. And the beauty of our organisation, free membership, we can also supply equipment free on long-term loan. So the equipment you learn to use at one of our centres, we can send you home with, so you can carry on learning in your own home and adapting those skills.
Can you tell me, because I've just skipped right over it really, but I mean, how devastating must it be to be a fit man in the army or woman and then lose your sight? I mean, how was it for you?
When I woke up in the hospital bed, I naively was very unaware of the difficulties that disabled people face. So when I went from being a soldier to a disabled person, I kind of didn't want to carry on. I naively thought that meant I was useless, and I would be a burden to my family, to society. And you know, I thought about not getting up again. And it's difficult. It's a massive transition to make. I had a good kick in the backside from a couple of friends who were killed, and as I laid in that hospital bed feeling sorry for myself, I suddenly was reminded that actually I was still alive, and that feeling sorry for yourself was actually not healthy for me. It was disrespectful to my friends who didn't come home. So that was the catalyst for me to start actually turning my life around and trying to focus more on what I'd kept and not what I'd lost.
Yeah.
And but it was very difficult because, yeah, as a soldier, you don't expect to have people feeding you and looking after you. You know, you expect to do it all for yourself, and having that ripped away from me in the way it was a very, very difficult process.
So, I mean, I know you've turned your life around and you feel as if you have purpose now, but, I mean, it couldn't have been an easy journey, really.
It's been a very difficult road. You know, I've had 15 operations to date, over 100 hours of surgery. I've got another couple of operations to go to carry on rebuilding my face.
Which is a nice face.
Yeah. It scares kids from building sites.
Oh, good. Shouldn't be on there anyway.
But the thing is, it's just a case of, it's difficult because all these things that were so easy before are now frustrating and difficult. And it's learning my own boundaries and then slowly pushing them. You know, I'm not going to break walls down. You know, I need to make things slowly and step by step. And it's difficult to retrain your whole sort of being to being someone who doesn't just throw himself into a situation and come out the other end okay. It's now, you know, I've got to think about it, take my time and really sort of plan ahead. And it was a difficult transition, but the road's not been easy. But, you know, there's been little rewards every time I've achieved something new, you know, with this sort of injury. I've been really proud of myself, and it's helped lift me and carry me on. So all those dark days, I feel now that I needed to go through them to appreciate what I've really got now.
Yeah, so it's not until you've lost everything, basically, that you realise what you did have.
It is, yeah, and in the services, we're not the only people that face adversity. You know, there are people out there doing it all the time, and certainly at events like this, when you get talking to people and certainly see what people are doing to help, you suddenly realise that, you know, you're not alone out there, and it does make you feel good.
What would you say to someone now that's listening to this, who's got injuries like yours, probably blind, or, you know, it's been a few years on, but they're still depressed? What would you say to them?
I'd say it's tough, and I'm not going to lie to you, it's not very nice. However, there is help out there, there's support from organisations, and you know, just try and focus on what you've got, because the more you focus on what you haven't got, you know, the deeper into depression you go. So please find something positive to focus on and think about that. And there's help out there. There's other people going through what you've gone through. And you know, if you find these people, they'll share and they'll help and they'll support. So, you know, good luck in finding some positive to focus on.
Can they contact you straight away? Can they contact the veterans?
If you've served at any point in the armed forces, they can ring us directly if they've lost a sight. And that number is 0800 389 7979. It's a free phone number. The girls on the desk are great. They, you know, are really empathetic. They won't patronise, and sometimes you feel, you know, that you're talking to someone that actually understands, as opposed to someone that's just trying to be nice to you.
Yeah.
So they're really good at that. If you've ever served in our armed forces, and you're now suffering from sight loss, please get in touch with us, because you know we can start helping you in the way they help me.
Thank you so much.
No, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
You're lovely.